majekwa o sise ebeja
Yada was say, you were a showdin any monyam and quania modenia quan one sign to me moon shirabasa more dinner to yen so. Yen carad of opa, I awoke and a waye. And yea, no, and yea, within an any monyam share and come. Mwan kura na ote se wo a won hwe yam fom so na ye marato so na ye ni ye ni David jomuno ya adwene kro se nya wa urade na wo na fa mayen Destiny Apostolic Church International nyame ahotefo nyame ma yensu yenka abran go tamfo abufu odoti ayen ebra Ope senka, obe se yen no. Anka wana bufu omu no kura no. Anka omene yen, eni mono suo. Anka subonti mpo kura e yira fa yen kura.
Anka subonti e yira fa yen kura.
Nansu e wiradi yesu. Nshiranka wa wiradi wudin. Se wama fidi na bupu. Na yen di ayadi ya hon. Tiyaka se ye kura shira wiradi. Na ye mu ade nyina nhyira ne din konkono ye kra hyira urade ma ore mfi ne ne ye pa nyina ono na ode mfom so nyina chewo ode ne pa hyewa fromu ma ode adoya bo abotire ono ne wasi abehwewo ti ye kra hyira urade
amen
ewi aboy ye kra dofo pa ye hyewo ni monyam Iyi wa ye. Ija ye kra. Ani ya hon hom de shawo nsa se. Ma wase mutu mi mu nshira mu adriyane mu sikom ahwadin. Eni mo nyam. En fele yen. En shaye ma. En shaye nden. Ema ya hontoswa me yeni daswa. Emre yoni e sayne e sum. And then Noma be able to ask the TIA and any of you see the one page.
Amen.
Many open with him.
Amen.
None of our can't find home with him.
Amen.
Jesus. Yet I was sick.
Amen.
So I may any man was sick. No, I may have time for answer. Amen. I don't want it. Amen.
Amen.
Wait to Martin as you when you mean, should I say, oh, what I say, and every day. Obinka,
amen.
Amen. And every year, my money and our crab, but when you're going to have a fortune, you don't want to say one and not say, Mo, you didn't need us to say, Obey in Shira, now why in Shira, so cry, Dada. Obinka,
amen.
Amen. Isaiah, we do for Isaiah, and Romano, it's here by a court. You more you do, okay, at the court, do uncle. Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 18, and verse number 19. Today, by God's special grace, I'm going to be speaking unto you for God's wisdom and knowledge to transform you. Maybe kasa achira manyame ahodeni ni nyansa mutu mi esiesio edwa ko nshira mo.
Amen.
Pastor Richard Mbacho King kan poto kasa ne fama mi osisen.
Come, let us reason
together.
Together.
Somebody say, come and let us reason together.
Come and let us reason together.
Says the Lord.
Says the Lord.
Okay. Say, come and let us reason together.
Come, let us reason together.
Says the Lord.
Says the Lord. Saith the Lord, though your sins be like scarlet.
Though your sins be like scarlet.
They shall be as white as snow.
They shall be as white as snow.
Though they be red like crimson.
They be red as crimson.
They shall be as wool.
They shall be like a wool.
If ye be willing and
if
obedient,
you are willing and obedient,
ye shall eat the good
you
of
shall
the land.
Eat the good of the land. Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord. May the Most High God add his blessings unto his holy word. Amen.
Amen.
I say.
Bosh
any day, young quay.
Mumra mi yamfa adwene.
Mumra na yamfa adwene.
Ewurade na osie.
Hwan na eka sei. Fi obi na eka kire ni sei nyanko na eka sei. Eyo ewurade na eka sa. Otumfu onyame na na eka sei. Enti ewurade se yemra na one yenye den emfa adwene. Ewurade se yemra na onye den. Yemfagene. Kwesiere biara da ye friend said nese wo siesie wo ho na nkwane ahode wo mu na otimi na nte wo na so buwure nyame na ase a. It is a privilege you have got and you must utilize it.
Amen.
Because nyo bia na nya obetimi ni nyame afa adwene. Ani nyo bia na nyame so betimi ni na afa adwene.
Amen.
Obi nya waye sa akwanya wei. Obi pa asore akopa abato ntimi kura nsore. Obi kura anso no baby a o sesisi a no need the freedom to have this privilege. Out of what you, if you haven't been in prison before, you will not know the value of what freedom is about. Oh sorry ye ya we dress ye dia opeso wo shebia na wa she the opeso wo di na wa di na wa pie na wa nam na wa timi aba sorry no. Somebody is confined somewhere. And it's not everybody who is in prison and are guilty. And you'll be aware free, I say, and away from so, and I say, what the bonnet. So, for the best example, I should throw no more. Joseph was in prison, but he was still innocent. So, you can be in prison and you are innocent. Amen.
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 And you'll be finding yourself with prison because you'll be turned into the Asama Tonoso. You'll be a fair question. The choices we make are, and I'm making it to me day. Sometimes, Yetimika say you can be in the right place at the wrong time. Yetimichi, many will be a young guy. I remember when I started ministry, I think about 5 years down the line into the ministry, which was about 15, 16, 17 years ago, no? There is a lady who used to come to a prayer meeting and during a prophetic word, I remember say it came for her say omom payem fa man and man on show omo ye like on omom kato unto omo fu because I can see say as will be awako prison ekwa but ni pakro no kwasara nso na ye onwa ne ba onene tie. And she said say she had a dream. Na say omo ofie na police fu omo amfa domo omo fa window mo omo titisi mu ani ade na echeche one ni kunu ene ne baba akunya ho dwane but ne baba akwa omo che no ana omo de ne koye. And you know what, after I think a year or 6 months down the line no ne ba no a o kan se hu no dream mu a prophetic word so ba ye no no sa akora no. And then a namfu binumo APA. Omo friends or omra, no more call Romford shopping center. Some so muko did you, some more call your shopping, omo call your dinner if you want so. Jom be fan with ye, but drop o car now, omo ya no, he just jump in, no boys. Jump in, slam the car. And then they were arrested on the 812. Somewhere, I think, said Gun Hill. See, they were arrested. Police car. Now sometimes one says a police if one by the children say cast and all doors and sana and actually say what means I call the severity of the offense the coroner. Many wait for you. I say come out near the idea. The car is the stolen car. One. And then if a coroner moj car and a free no honor so things or more bonus or more bonus or more piano something. And almost a robo on a car horn and more just in different count of a normal my yah homo. Now, mommy baron kahon. But a more catcher and say you could eat your own befan will jump yet or ticker no munti on a swarm than a car home. Now, if we are seeing no, yeah, more almost sentence, and I'm saying, man, be. I'm a dear, high pioneer that day. Undo, Yamada Roma, when you can see you in your five be sharing home. Just imagine. And it wasn't easy for her in the mental state. It wasn't easy. They may come busy soon, they say. He was in the wrong place. And I say in the right place at the wrong time or in the wrong place at the right time. Whichever one you we want to deduce that from. Okay? Now, you can say the right place, but if you can't the right place, man. I remember visiting him in prison, young offenders prison, fed up. And he was recalling his ordeal. Said, the people there, I mean, almost in the age near there, you don't have your freedom. Send the open old DNA sometime or thrown away to bed. And I was sitting there, the mom couldn't stop crying. Out of all, if you don't know, or if you have not found yourself in prison, you will not know the value of freedom. And no man can think it even why it's taken for granted. It's taken for granted. But if you meet me at what to a home, even though you tear case, yeah, yeah, we don't even so seek the right person's advice and answer the professional skills. Momrana Yanina, we are in our CA. It is a great privilege to reason with God every day of our lives, you know. The entire you have to reason with God. The entire you have to consult God. The entire you have to pick directions from God in every choices and decisions of yours. And I say, you know today, but you don't know tomorrow.
Amen.
You know now, you don't know the next hour. You don't know the next. Those of you who came to, I just came to say thank you, Enra. Worship and praises. I said that some once a year we do. I asked, when are we too quiet next year? In fact, when are we next year we'll be too quiet? My answer is not me. Okay. Mumu di ayin na mato take it. My answer is not me. When are we to take it, Dada? Once we'll be able to take it, Dada. I'm not going. And so now, because I'm so many of you busy next year. And you know, I have bought tickets for over 70 people. I'm going to Israel next 2 months. Me do amu ko hefa. Dia na isi wo Israel. Whoa. Do you think she beti miako? We might not be able to go. But when it has one eye, what say? Next year we have a betoye.
Amen.
But better me tia take me to take it near year arrangement near the way. You can't believe say within a couple of weeks. Think about two. Anna, Hamas if we. Could decide to trust him. When him near me came, say, ah, if I knew, come check a crevia, can we see the cow? See, a banner say, a jammer drink, Jenny. Many 7 co January, and he found a made to ashe. They call middle, and I'm the call ending, and I'm the call next year. It's another thing altogether. What I'm trying to say is, if I knew, which means that I don't know anything about sir. But I need just a woman is say, ni offre say any reason answer ya make choices and decisions, you know. He knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
Then it just a woman say, we know who knows the tomorrow.
Amen.
Psalm 139, or say, all your days were written in my books before each one of them came to being.
Amen.
He knows it. Verse 14, 15, 16, 17. Or say, how precious is your thought towards me?
Amen.
I say, when I was conceived in my mother's womb, you knew me. And all my days were written in your book before it came to being. But many say, some of you, in fact, not some of you, all of you knows your tomorrow. But God knows your tomorrow. That's why it is important that you reason with God. Yet you make accountant or give professional advice. You call lawyer or give professional advice. Yet you make career advice or give professional advice. Is it wrong or is okay? It's okay. It's right thing. But my mumu say, how many of you consult God in major decisions of your lives? In fact, it should not be major decisions, but the American culture only says it should be daily decisions. And in the next order, how to do that so? Because I say, "What apostolic?" Yes, if I home boy with a day, if I home battle with a day, now hunto. And okre and I say a force. But don't home battle with a day, I hunto. Because I'm an enemy, no how bad as I want them from as God has said, say, in this world you have troubles, you know. Because so we need more chinente. We say, and boss say, one, Psalm 91, verse 15 and 16. I say, man, we better now we hear more. Otu aso asin na may you and I will deliver you and honor you na ma show ni monyam if he say unni medin na do si sin aso me mo wedding kwa ten 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 ne ai den na wi a ma mo wahu medin a me nkwa gie entia mane ne ba onya o yen ompo ye ompa when problems and troubles arise he does not neglect, abandon or forsake us. Amen. He's with us. And I know Shadrach in a Messiah, but now go at Nebuchadnezzar say, hey, man, Kotwan, sorry, me, honey, now, made you move good jamu. Also, we don't need to defend ourselves when it comes to even this matter. You know why? Because we know the God we are serving that he's able to do what? Deliver us. We are not to us, I say, even if he does not deliver us, we will still not serve your God. And then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Cry, we say, 'Omo nim nipa, omo nini dealing, omo majana nere 7 times. Make a no ma kenge na gum no phone noi. Omo de say petrol, omo de be gumo say check onu nombe manados ona shase net dere. Ose monsi sa mufa mungum. When they were arrested, God didn't save them. Bind them. When they were being bound, yet to chill them, God didn't save them. Carry them into the fire. When they were being carried, God didn't save them. They threw them into the fire. When did God save them? In the midst of the fire. A gentleman, not you. A gentleman. Nenya me peso munko gentleman na asembi mremu Isaiah 43 unamo jemua. Nebuchadnezzar heard us. Anya nipa miensa na mama mudum kogu gentleman say anana. Miensa. I said na many soon a year ministry shall become hunu four. I mean, yes, I see hunu four. Now four, the fourth person, you know, personality no cry no. Ne tibia ne to say Nyame baby. Nyame boshena bem Psalm 91, 15, 16, 17 no bet na hear mono. One say abem. One need omu wom. Manam jamu a menam wo Isaiah 43 nonsense so abam ono mo ho wan tena janachi anhu air condition ngum. He was there. Nebuchadnezzar confirmed it. Is there anybody here this afternoon going through a turbulent times and a challenging moment, either physically, financially, emotionally, psychologically, or maritally? Sometimes as human being you may feel rejected, abandoned, or forsaken, but let me tell you, a watching and a catcher was saying, "Oh, yeah, Uncle Nam and Tissa or sorry, a day, Tawachi."
Amen.
Come and let us reason together. Never person, throw not Jenny. God wants to reveal to you, say, "Me, why dream power the mount?" It is only through reasoning with God that you will get to know the good plans and the thoughts of God for your life. What may be a woman in our general word amount? Wouldn't be a name commander so I express it how he feels towards you? I wouldn't know. Just by being or being far from somebody, you may not know who the person is or how generous or how loving the person can be to you. Unti mi hunu se ni nipa no. But u ben obi a ana hunu. Se fish se wantonsu omu anzo hie mu a. Na go fish anzo ni nyina e the same. But the bro tonsu hie mu no hunu se Sounds you know. Then you know the same. Iguahodo. You have to have a relationship with God.
Amen.
Brother, young reason. A brother, next year. Brother, young day. Oh, sometimes I know we didn't get a honey of you and I feel personal more decision at the same time and at that time. Nipan say, Mammy, Codana, me, then. Ness me, then. Imagine. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? It's a good thing. Sometimes you don't cry anymore, then. And to tune cry. And he said, Sumia, imagine, too, go consort, too, Sumia. Now, my wagina, how much more the maker of heaven and earth, the sustainer of life?
Amen.
And I will sign on home. If you are going to sleep on your pillow to ponder over the issue to give the proper response, why will you make a hasty decisions or major decisions in your life without consulting God? One of the most greatest decisions that sometimes many people do without consulting God and they end up making biggest mistake in their personal life is the decision of partner choosing. Most of marriage breakdowns denies as a result of that. And I know now already Eba and Hobekachere Samuel say, well, Masuma also call Jesse Fee, because Ranabano Bakongo. Who drew her metro near Serrano? Who drew her who tinting gramoire? What friend said, Brana, Aqua was the also in a cramp, but we are going to ask Mamma the right place, but I've been bungo to drink. And I'm saying, hey, Master, Miss Soma, who fear us a cup, who drew her mimetro, Mancasa corner, Coco yen yope. Ubinka,
amen.
And it's Samuel, no, who is a dentina or Bessra Eliab Engono, who is a dentia. Oh, head your tear, new amu, Medase, Eja. Oh, head your tear, new amu. He's looking at outward appearance. Looking at outward appearance. And I'm ready to catch that Samuel say, marriage, no. I was thinking that is too harsh. But that is God. He does what pleases him. He's rejected. Master. Now, we are not catching as a munipa. Man do what? Look at what? Outward appearance. But I, God, look in the heart. And the most major decisions of our life, like relationship, where you make the biggest mistake in here, we base on outward appearance. The feel, the sheep. Sebi kafra, chamon fan chame, nenima nenim, nechi nechi. Dimples are dimples. Or a heavy, heavy. And wow. Mistaking him. So nipa who make a choice. Now the air come on. But who make a choice based on data with situation ahead of you will be terrible and will be horrible. Because nipa bin muha outwardly now, they are so beautiful, so glamorous, so amazing, wonderful. But naturally yankasa kura ni ohuna ya trata kura no nse da nni honam ahofe e pintima mento ni bia me kai sa me kin kan bibi kakra bia kwa bi se okona se wa kwa kwa je refound because of a deception because e no si hu oba no Next, a command of copy per pons and answer. What might make an informed decision, but anyway. But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. As a bad paper man, I see always say there, always six pack and the other. I don't have to plead to you, Charlie. You need to look for a responsible man, a man that fears God. He says, "Pack it'll be too pretty." So now the folk who chat, she will know. No, I enjoy. The man catch it on his head. As a man look at the outward appearance, but I God look in the heart. Amen. Oh, that is why you have to reason with God to check the heart of this person. Tie, let tie me ye. Yeah, champna a different. My treatment, your treatment towards the other person is different. Munya woman so so and see different. If you say time on our relationship once and I worry, you know, if it's the same, the impression any award you know, it's the same CC. Why you know for you nafa? That's why we do encourage people, say, even po say, oh worry. The very things he used to do when Tamwa, my boyfriend and girlfriend or fiancé or whatever you were before you entered, you know, making sure no man can get to be a namo ye, my mom when he come home to me and love him, honamo, cherish him, honor. Keep doing that. And then you walk check out where you are now wearing a ring, so that is all. You leave it till you are King Kong, Chompiata, any other. Satan will enter into it and things will be rough and tough. Am I communicating to somebody? Yes. Come and let us reason together. That says the Lord. This is not a friend. This is God. Sometimes somebody can, you see, marriage can you fast worry a dozen. We bet my recommend you be the amount. Why bet my she will be near that day? No, being pen once around called recommend you being for my house. Ah, let the baby be the coin. Yep, I've been that. Near the announcer, I have been here, Chenea Canishina near Faswa. You are telling me the baby. You see, because you are looking for already made, which you don't even know the how he got rich or she got rich or wealthy. You see, most of these are as a result of greediness. And most of these are as a result of laziness. You don't want to be industrious, hard worker to help somebody or to help yourself. Open when you read that. You are going to enjoy. When she's arrested, you might be arrested too. Because you possibly, you are not doing with him, but you could be called accomplice. I got to about town to fear. Now, by your juma be here. And now, you must have cry here, juma, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, be all you know him for. A juma here, a dianya, your turn, hey, McDonald's. She watch your cotoye. Perfume could and hemp boy £300. The McDonald's and the ATL can send you £300 to a German to none of the cotton barco. Nanny and the good comes on his union hang. At Adena's way, and his union hang. And you are not questioning. One day you can also be seen as a company. Come and let us reason together. Even if your sin as like Scarlet, that's why I love so many. I say, hey, brother, me no one yene. Sempo kurano, who in your physical state now or spiritual state now, no? If you think you are not worthy to reason with a king like me, you don't need to worry. As long as you are willing and obedient to come. I want to reason with you. Even if your sins are like scarlet, I wash it so that it can be as white as snow. Come and let me reason with you. What does it mean? Come and let me tell you the plans I have for you. The plans I have for you. Come. If your sins are even like a scarlet, it will be as white as snow. Let me tell somebody here. Church, get closer to God because he's the source of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
And let God direct you in every choices and decisions. Men should be busy in city. Proverbs 14 says, a coin be etne, a vieno, etne will ni penny so, a vieno will work one. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof that are the ways of death. Obinka, amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage somebody. When you read Psalm 37, verse 3, 4, 5, 6, for what can share with Adensa? Never will hunt on so. No, but yet, when you tell me this at the chair, and all them said, you come near them. Not to boas here then. No, obey them. Obey ye. Come, let us reason together. This morning, did you reason with God before you walk out? Did you reason with God before you became a partner to a particular business? Did you reason with God before you became a partner to a particular relationship? Did you reason with God before you made a particular major decision? Don't look at things from outward appearance. Don't make hasty decisions because it was recommended by somebody you trust, you love, and who cares about you. Everybody say, nipa he ni tie ni wo. Man look at the outward appearance. I go look at the heart. And then I say, guard your heart. Out of it flows what? The issues of life. Because the issues of life flows in the heart. Yen outward appearance. We are where we are today based on the decision we made last year, last 2 years, last 10 years. Obi kura degree, master's, PhD, based on the decision you made 5 years ago. So the decision you are making today will affect your tomorrow. So if you are not happy with where you are today, then begin to change how you make decisions and who you make decisions with. So when you say, you're about TSC, and your decisions are making nipa, only one make a decision. Because if you continue to add 1 + 1, you will never get 3, even if the person is a professor. You are picking the brain from. 1 + 1, it will still be 2. Tomorrow is a mystery. Yesterday is gone. Anything that you are not proud of, thank God that you are still alive, because certain people made unproud decisions and have died or have found themselves in a state that they wish they could have changed it. And no matter how honest and quiet I'm from, any decision I'm making here now, when you have life, when you are healthy, when your own mindset, you know, is still intact to make different decisions from what you made previously, then what I want to tell you is that you are privileged. Because certain people from that time, Mrs. Sabrina, you know, respectfully speaking, they have dementia. So they cannot do proper reasoning like today. Yesterday when they were making those choices, and they can't do that today. But if you are here and you can still do certain things, consider it pure joy. Consider it as a blessing. Don't look at your SNEA and what said that so. Look at what you have today. Yesterday is gone. It's a past. You can't do anything. Today is here. It's a gift from God to you. That is why it is called a present. Tomorrow is a mystery. It is your future. The message of the cross says that I alone know the plan I have for you. It's not an evil plan, but a good plan to make you live a prosperous life and a successful one indeed. Church, may show being cry. The verse 19 of the Isaiah chapter 1. The verse 19 says, if you are willing, so pay and obedient. Now be tear. The best in the land you shall eat.
Amen.
If you are willing and obedient. If you are willing and obedient, the best in the land is for you. These are the integrity of God's word. That your willingness and obedience will make you enjoy the best. God says, I have embedded in this earth the best. And the best will be attracted to you, the best in this land. You will enjoy it if you are willing and obedient. This afternoon, let me ask you a simple question. Are you willing? Are you ready to enjoy, or are you obedient to enjoy the best in the land? As I prepare to conclude this message, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. If you are willing and obedient. Heaven eda ho no onyankor ponti asefo ana hell na eda ho no wobo edi ama nipa yen nyina to make a choice where we want to be. In this country, let me scale it down. In this London, let me even scale it down more. In this Forest Gate or east of London, let me put it that way, east of London, there are so many churches around. So many churches around. 23 years ago when we started ministry, there were only few churches. But now, there are countless. Why are you a member of this church? Why is it that when somebody asks, oh, okay, sorry, what are you from? I said, I'm going to say, what are you from? I'm going to Obinka, amen. You are the respect kakrabe kahono because of Okuviana, sorry. Whichever one, that's my name. So whether you are the pastor, an apostle, or whatever, that's I don't have any problem. But listen to me. You are part of this ministry because it's a choice you made. Because you are willing to be part of this big family. Is that right? And because you were obedient to listen to whatever you listened to, either you heard me preach on the radio or you came through a friend who joined this church through radio. Let me see you by hand. Okay, so we have few. Who joined this church through a friend recommendation? Let me see you by hand. So you see, so when the friend recommended you, you could have said, no, I'm doing this. You know the normal statement people do. Oh, may I mean cry? And now, tea, as someone were radio sooner. Yeah? What tea, as someone were radio sooner? You could have said, say, no. Maybe I omit to Pentecost, I omit to Roman, I omit to Basarimo. And you know, men call your friends a charismatic church. But you are part of this church, you are here Because of your willingness and your obedience. Is that right? To be part of this ministry because of the information that they reach you. Heaven and hell. We will all find ourselves in one way of this based on our willingness and our obedience. Say, we are willing and obedient. We might find ourselves in heaven. We are willing, we are unwilling and disobedient. We find ourselves in where? In hell. So it's a choice. It's a choice. One of the things God has given to man, which is so beautiful and which is so dangerous, is the choice he's given unto us. So beautiful, so awesome. It's choice. And it's wonderful. You can choose to eat eba, akwele, fufu, banku, eto. And in dinner, about 12 o'clock, okra. Now, what pun would you be do for 12 o'clock at yassa? Nansono, at the anya or corn do you fufu in dinner? Your choice. Obi be timi aka sere na wa kana o make na so no. Your choice. Ana me boa. Midnight what count him? E kokko ya mere kura de an shada in koyi. E o mane ya de na bo mu to kura na timi timi na fe yote. Wasa nkwan na gum. Na ba to na eko. Actually, how often do I have some witnesses? Amen. Man can hear me say, actually, how often do I have some witnesses? Yeah. It's a choice. It's a beautiful thing God has given unto us. But it's a very dangerous thing as well. That is why it is very important for you to reason with God when you are making it. Now, make catch that damn name how I say. Hey, garden. My dear mama. Bibi amuni, more enjoy. Where dear mama from my son come, my reserve. It was a choice they made. Because they heard a second person telling them, go and eat. And when they ate the fruit, we saw the consequences. They lost the garden. So many choices we are making is making us lose what God has prepared for us. Garden the momo. Every good thing be around embedded into garden. And the consequences of it kra mudia mubiwu. Mudia mobeden. Ain't your muko denominus on the one or munims of mungu? But as a satan say mungu into the muko di, as a woman's, you have to balance it with the Yamis will be satan say, ungu. Ain't you more qua qua omuko di, you know, etre bibi, one of them the etre. Mamma's a man, Hanlo Genibu. Yango bonsu would dia, ubewu, satan say would dia, ungu. Ano omukudiye ndu de na ofise echere disobedient one de na echere bio choice de na echere trust omu trust bonsam eche nyame ndie ma omu make choice eye obedient to Satan e ma omu hwere die nyame dia ma omu ni nyina orofo nyame ama wonkwa ama ahoden ama wo ndie wo nyina ba wan he ya. Some of your choices will make you lose everything around you. That's why it's important to reason with God. That's why it's important to come close to God. Jini pajin chere. Benfe jini pajin chere nkwa nante. You'll be highly disappointed sometimes. Odini pajin nkwa nante ya. Balance professional human and people's advice with God's instructions. Onyame nim ade bia wieye ifri na shashe. Bible so Onyankopon pese obia be ko sey mu. Ti no man boje chema ni panyina. Ena wiya yi asempa na watie no. Every choice you are making, reason with God. Consult God. David inquire of God. Everybody catch the soul say, I've rejected you. I've found a man after, and he will do everything I tell him. Check the scriptures. Most, in fact, everything that David did, he was consulting God. Why was David after God's own heart? He wasn't the most righteous man on this planet. But also a better man, because he was always consulting God. The only choice he made without consulting God. We know the consequences. You know it. I know it. The only choice a man any. Honama kono. Anywa kono. A certain one wahua. A man make his choice. We know the consequences. Losing children. Children turning against themselves. Killing among his own members. A son rising against him. A whole king walking on his barefoot. Climbing Mount Olives, crying. The man that he is after God's own heart. How could this happen? It's happening because of the choice he made. Remember, and I say, Mr. Make a right choice. The medicine say, Nyamibusa Adam say, ah, Muway, almost a chiraha. Musha chiraha then. Also, ye hinta. Who hinta from the eye? From who? DNSC. Adam, dear Mekasa Mamun, need more dear banana, or say, I. Momra. O mobile no busomo. Obusomononim. A rather catcher almost say, why in the catcher almost say, O dear dear bana, Ungo, who told you? Why in a two for an a whine a more quanchere? Who is advising you contrary to what I have advised you? Who is telling you different from what I have told you? If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. Yamin Shirao. Sorry, Jinam Nasum. I want you to rise on your feet, please. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to pray in 5 minutes. And I want you to trust God. Say, Wurade. Minyankopon. Boy, my man, my decision making and my choice in Yamin to me and blend it together with you. Ahaliba halukutushkatayaba. Oni abraden kasa. Yemu bebre kwa make decisions bi no mahodo. Decisions bi aran ke betu babu se nyame akwanchre. Baye musa nyame akwanchre. When you're ready, Kasa, Jehovah, we are willing, we are obedient, we want to eat the best on the land. Oh God, have mercy on us. Vampire on your running castle. Vampire on your running castle. Vampire on your running castle. On your running castle. Yeah. Chimmy Bambo. Mr. Chimmy Bambo. Listen, we are praying for God's wisdom, God's deep knowledge and insight in making right decisions and choices. There are some times we make decisions, we will have a and say, I think I made a wrong decision. There are so many of you are here, and some of the decisions you've made, you've regretted them. Some of them, you can't turn the clock. Otherwise, you would have made different decisions. Certain choices some of you have made, either financially, physically, emotionally, maritally, it could be anything. I want you to pray to God. I want you to pray to God that, oh God, help me from today make right choices. Help me make right decisions. Help me make right decisions. The Bible says all my days are written in your books before each one of them came to being. You know my end from the beginning. And all the bad decisions or negative decisions you have made, pray that God will forgive, God will cleanse, God will wash, God will make you whole. Pray that God in his infinite wisdom will not allow your negative decision to negatively impact on your life.
When you're ready, Casa. Jimmy Bevo.
Jimmy Bevo, I am you. Father, your word says, if anyone of us lack wisdom, we should ask you who gives it liberally, and you will give to us. Give us wisdom and the knowledge and the insight to make right decisions and choices in all the rest of our lives. Father, we do not want to fall victim to the negative choices or decisions we will make. We pray that in all areas of our lives, oh God, from today, help us make right choices, right decisions, in the name of Jesus. Joseph decided to put Mary away as his wife. But the Bible says, as he thought about it and pondered over it, the Holy Spirit came and revealed to Joseph. Joseph, what you are thinking about is not what it is. Mary is not impregnated by any human being. It's the Holy Spirit that has seasoned her and empowered her to be pregnant. And what is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. It is when he was pondering over it prayerfully that the Holy Spirit came to reveal the true picture of which direction he should take. I pray for you, when you are pondering over any situation, should you leave this relationship? Should you pack your things and go from this country? Should you stop this job? Should you stop talking to this brother or sister? Should you stop doing this or doing that? I pray that may the Lord God Almighty help you not to make choices based on what you think, what you feel, what you sense, or what somebody is telling you. But may God influence every level of your decision making.
Amen.
Receive it.
I receive it.
May God help you and may God influence every level of your decision making. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I pray that may all things surrender to your influence.
Amen.
I pray that may God influence you spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically.
Amen.
And may every choice and decision be influenced by God's strength and power.
Amen.
For it is written, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
May God order every decision making
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
May God order every choices
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
May God smile at your direction
Amen.
So that you do not make mistake like Adam, who eventually will lose the whole garden that God has entrusted to him. Who will have to leave and go and sweat. When we make choices and decisions that are not in alignment with God's will, the rest are struggle. The rest are sweat. May God help you. Help you. So that the rest of your life will not be a life of struggle and sweat. In the name of the Father God, of the Son Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah.